Misfits Audio is proud to present a classic radio show series called The Tales of the Texas Rangers. We have cleaned up these audios for your entertainment and lay no claims to them. The series premiered on July 8, 1950 to the latter part of 1952. These shows were reenactments of actual Texas Ranger cases. Enjoy from Captain John Tattersack, the CEO of Misfits Audio.
Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Pearson. Texas, more than 260,000 square miles, and 50 men who make up the most famous and oldest law enforcement body in North America. From the files of the Texas Rangers come these stories based on fact. Only names, dates, and places are fictitious for obvious reasons. The events themselves are a matter of record. Tonight's case, The Open Range.
It is August 4th, 1948. Maury Buckler and his son Dave are driving across their ranch in a Jeep, dropping off salt cakes for their cattle.
How's the last stop, Pa?
Here. Well, drop this one here.
What's the matter, Pa?
Well, the last salt cake we dropped here is hardly touched. Look at it.
Huh? Why, yeah. No point in leaving another one.
Usually quite a few head around here. Wonder why they're not touching it. Suppose somebody could be running them off.
Rustlers, Pa? That's kind of out of date, I'd say.
Yeah.
Say, maybe there's a break in the fence down by the old road.
Yeah. Well, you better drive around the cottonwoods and have a look. There's a break. We can fix her right now.
I'll have to go back and get horses, though, if we're going to pick up the strays.
Yeah. We'll be able to see the fence now as soon as we get over this rise.
Hey, Pa.
Hmm?
Pa, a big truck down there and a bunch of men and some of our stock.
So that's what's been happening to them. Speed it up. I'll get my rifle and back here.
Let's see us coming.
You fellas better stay right where you are.
Oh, Pa. Pa, I'm
Dave. Dave. Oh. I'll get you for this.
Pa. Pa, come back, Pa.
Oh.
Pa. 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 Oh. Pa. Pa.
Dave Buckler managed to drag his father to the Jeep and drive to the nearest hospital, but the father was dead on arrival. Sheriff Clyde Johnson immediately called the Texas Rangers, and Ranger Jace Pearson was assigned to the case.
What are you looking for, Ranger?
I thought we'd find some truck tire markings here, Sheriff. Ground's plenty hard, except for the dust settled on top. That'd hold a track, but... Hey, look.
Just a big, wide mark.
Yeah, probably some brush hung from the tailgate of the truck. Wiped the tread right out behind him. Let's go through the fence.
Yeah. Must have been operating right about here.
Yeah. Plenty of cattle tracks, but no boot prints.
Wiped out their tracks like they did with the truck.
Smart. Probably dragged branches behind them. You can see where they were here, though. Tobacco crumbs and paper where they ground out their cigarettes.
Yeah.
Looks like 15 or 20 head they run off from the marks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go back to the car for a second. How do the Bucklers brand their herd?
Oh, just a simple letter L. Buckler's wife's name was Lou.
Do you know if their brand has been registered?
I don't believe it ever was, Ranger. Why?
I've got to make a radio call to KTXA in Austin. Unit 10 to KTXA. Unit 10 to KTXA.
KTXA to Unit 10. Go ahead, Unit 10.
Unit 10 requests headquarters to ask all commission houses to be on lookout for marketing of any cattle carrying letter L brand or any altered brand that might have been made to cover letter L.
Will do, Unit 10.
May be part of stock stolen from Buckler Ranch on 8-4. Notify Unit 10 if any lead turns up. Unit 10, 10-4.
We'll keep Unit 10 informed. KDXA Austin.
Good idea, that Cole. Might get a lead.
Yeah. When we get through here, I want to go into the hospital and see Dave Buckler. He might just be able to describe the... Hey, wait.
Hmm? What do you got?
Old cigarette lying right here near this bush. And scorched. Somebody started to light it, but didn't finish.
Yeah.
That's matchbook lying in the bush. Whatever happened, it made a fella forget about his cigarette. Must have been when the Bucklers came over the hill. Feller saw him, threw the cigarette and matches down just as he was getting ready to light up.
Yeah, that could be all right.
Half the matches are still in the book. Ones that are missing are all torn off from the left side of the book.
So?
So the man who had this book of matches is left-handed. Let's get into the hospital.
No, Ranger. I'm right-handed, so was Pop. Matches couldn't have been ours.
Just making sure. Can you describe any of the stock they made off with, Buckler?
Well, yeah. Most of them were white-faced. But there was one of the calves that had a mottled face.
Mottled, huh?
Yeah.
Good. That helps.
My Pa was such a good guy, Ranger. I wish I could climb out of here and help you find those dirty...
Can you give me any kind of a description of the men?
No. Never got a good look at him.
A couple of days went by, then a week. There was no sign of the Buckler cattle with the L brand. I went back to headquarters to see Captain Stinson.
No sign of those cattle, huh?
Not ahead, Captain.
Well, they might be afraid to unload them so soon after a killing.
That means they'd have to vent or alter the brands and put them out to graze. I don't think they'd want to be too close to them for fear of being spotted.
Neither do I, Jace. That's why I've got an idea. Ever think of trying Camp Hood?
No, but I should have. It's a perfect spot for them. 35 square miles of free grazing land.
Yeah, ever since the Army deactivated the camp, a lot of ranchers have been using it. Our last check showed 15,000 head there, all kinds of brands, fattening up until the owners cut them out for marketing.
Sure. And Buckler's cattle with altered brands covering that L could be waiting there for the thief to come back and get them whenever he wants.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's a lot of territory and a lot of cattle for one man to cover. I'm going to have Bud Kurtz come in and go with you.
Kurtz? Fine.
The commission houses are still on the alert. We got them stopped on the selling end. Now it's up to you to find those cattle. They're the only key to the killer.
Kurtz and I drove to Camp Hood, unloaded our horses, and started to check the open range. In 3 days, we ran across more than 50 brands, all legitimate. But on the fourth day... Cowpokes are pretty busy, Kurtz.
Yeah, cutting out a few calves over there.
There's a branding fire and two men.
They see us coming.
Keep your eyes peeled. They may be all right, but if they aren't, one of them may throw a gun.
Oh, boy.
Howdy, Rangers.
Howdy.
Let that one go, Pete.
No. Hold him for a minute.
What's the matter, Ranger?
Let me frisk you.
I'll get this fella.
Why? What's wrong, Ranger? I ain't got no gun.
Just checking up. What's your brand?
Nothing on this fella, Jay.
Well, there's the iron right there.
Jay in the center of a box, huh?
Yeah. My name's Jack Stern. Got a ranch up in Box Canyon. Brand's supposed to be Jack in the Box.
What are you doing with this stock?
Well, changing over to my brand.
From what? An L brand?
No, Square U. Like that one over there. Ain't added my brand on him yet. Take a look at it. See?
Yeah, I see. It's a Square U now, but it was an L. That brand's been altered. Okay, let him go.
Find something, Jace?
Yeah. Where'd you get this stock?
I bought them last night. Anything wrong?
They were stolen a week ago.
I got a bill of sale for them, Ranger.
Fellow who had them was cutting them out yesterday. Said he was taking some steers to market, but he wanted to sell the calves for $60 a head. So he wouldn't have to keep coming all the way back from Rollo to get him.
Came from Rollo, huh?
That's what he said. But here's the bill of sale. Name was Vic Morath. Ranger, you must be making a mistake.
Maybe. How many calves did he sell you?
8 of them. Boys bought these two in here, and they're getting the others now.
Good. Is there a mottled face in the bunch, Stern?
Yeah, there is.
Guess that settles it, Jase. This is Buckler's stock.
Yeah, we better drive him out and have a van pick him up. Lab can examine the brands.
Now, what about my money?
Your claim's against the man who sold them to you, Vic Morath from Rollo. If that was his right name.
If he moved steers out too, Jase, they should be turning up at a commission house in a day or so.
Yeah. In the meantime, Stern, I'll have to hold you and your boys in custody for possession of stolen property.
Ain't it enough that I lost $480?
Maybe it'll teach you not to pay cash for cattle until you've checked on them.
I didn't pay cash. I gave Morath a check.
A check?
You mean he took a check from you?
Yeah. Hey, maybe I can stop payment.
You won't have to. We'll do it for you. Where's your bank?
Ranchers and Merchants Trust in Abilene. The president knows me. His name's Chalmers.
All right, Stern. Kurt, you bring him and his boys into town with the stock. I'll meet you there. I got to get to a phone and call that bank. I rode Charcoal hard into town, found a phone, and put a call through for Mr. Chalmers, president of the bank in Abilene. But I was too late.
I'm sorry, Ranger Pearson, but Mr. Morath cashed that check shortly after we opened this morning.
Did you ask Morath for identification?
Yes, but he didn't have any on him.
And you cashed the check anyhow?
Well, he asked us to call his bank in Rollo for a reference to save him time. He even paid for the call.
You mean he actually comes from Rollo and they've heard of him there?
The Rollo State Bank said he had an account there.
But you don't actually know whether the man was Morath.
Well, after all, Ranger, when the man paid for the call to his own bank in Rollo...
Did Morath endorse the check?
Yes, it was endorsed in my presence.
Will you rush that endorsed check to my headquarters? I want to look at that signature. When the check came through, Kurtz and I left for Rollo, Texas. At Rollo, we went directly to Morath's bank.
Vic Morath? Well, yeah, I know him.
This his signature?
I'd have to compare it with his signature card. Just a moment. M-A-M-A-S-M-A-U. Ah, yeah, here we are. Now we take both signatures and see.
They're not the same, Jase.
No. Thank you.
Anytime, Ranger.
Come on.
What now, Jase?
Morath's ranch is only about a mile out. We better drive out there and see him.
Have a drink, Rangers?
No, thanks.
So somebody's been using my name, huh?
Looks that way. You know who it might be?
No, but it's a cinch it wouldn't be a friend. Forgery's a mighty low trick.
I figure it may have happened 100 times before, Mr. Morath, but this is the first time we caught it.
I'm mighty glad you did. I don't like my name being mixed up with thieving and killing.
Of course, you'd never see the checks. They'd go right back to the man who made them out after they were cashed. Anybody ever forged your name to a check that went through your own bank?
I know. If anybody had and I knew it, I'd have taken a bullwhip to him.
No help here, Jase.
No. Well, thanks for your cooperation, Mr. Morath. We can find our way out.
So long, Mr. Morath.
You sure you won't take one of these before you go? I'm having another.
No thanks.
That certainly led us into a blind pass.
Huh?
I said Morath was no help. What's the matter with you, Jase?
I was just thinking of that book of matches I found on the range out at Buckler's.
The ones that were dropped by somebody left-handed?
Yeah. I watched Morath pouring that drink for himself. He's left-handed, Kurtz.
Well, that's mighty thin and circumstantial, Jase.
Sure, I know it is. Just a passing thought. I better call KTXA. Unit 10 to KTXA. Unit 10 back in service.
KTXA to Unit 10. Have message for you.
Go ahead, KTXA.
Cattle with L brand offered for sale this afternoon at Tully Commission House, Fort Worth. Cattle inspector reports brand might have been L brand from Buckler Ranch.
Did Commissioner get name and address of seller?
Seller refused to have check mailed. Said he would pick it up tomorrow after stock was weighed and priced. Gave his name is Vic Morath, Rollo, Texas.
Just left Morath at home in Rollo. Unit 10 and Unit 6 proceeding to Fort Worth. Will be there when Commission House opens in morning. Unit 10, 10-4.
Got a long drive ahead of us, Jace.
Yeah, but this is the break we've waited for.
It's not so important now, is it, that Morath happened to be left-handed?
No, not now it isn't. Fort Worth during the night and examined the cattle in the Commission House stock pens. They were part of the buckler L. Brands, all right. All next day, Bud Kurtz and I were staked out in the Commission House office. But the man impersonating Morath never showed to pick up his check.
Well, have to wait again tomorrow, Jace.
I don't think so. He won't be coming.
What do you mean?
Our man didn't show because somebody tipped him not to show.
You think somebody in the Commission House slipped up?
Maybe not, Kurtz. Maybe we slipped up.
Maybe we did. What do you mean, Chase?
I'll tell you as soon as we find a photograph of Vic Morath, the real one from Rollo. It took almost 2 days to find a picture. We went through newspaper files, breeders' publications, cattlemen and ranchers' journals, county fair souvenir books. Captain Stinson found what I was after.
Chase, look. Is Morath one of these?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, Captain. That's Morath in the center.
Group picture. Who are the others?
Picture comes from a breeder's journal. Caption says it's the Morath Ranch Rodeo Team.
I want to see if Stern or Chalmers, the banker, can identify Morath as the man who sold those calves.
Well, we know it wasn't Morath, Chase. The signatures didn't match.
They don't have to. Morath is left-handed. He might have endorsed the check with his right hand just to cover up.
Hey, Jace may have something there.
It's worth trying.
Stern has been released. I'll call him at his ranch and have him meet us at his bank in Abilene. How about it, Stern? Is this the man, the bareheaded one in the center?
No. No, Ranger. I never saw him before.
How about you, Chalmers? Is this the man who presented the check?
No, it isn't.
Another washout, Chase.
And let me see that picture again.
Sure, here.
I'm not sure, but this fellow on the end, right here. You look at it, Chalmers.
Why, yes. Yes, I believe that is the man.
One of the cowpokes, huh? Come on, Kurtz. We're going to visit the sheriff at Rollo.
Yeah, I know that feller. Quit working for Morath about a year ago. Bought himself a little ranch not far from Morath, over near Comanche Gulch.
Cowpoke has to be pretty thrifty to buy a ranch. What's his name?
Buzz Black.
Better get over to Comanche Gulch, Jace.
Yeah. Thanks, Sheriff.
Sure. Glad to be of service.
Well, we're going to be able to tell Morath who's been using his name.
We don't have to tell him. I got a hunch he already knows.
What makes you say that?
Black didn't go back to pick up that check. Somebody warned him those cattle were getting hot. That means Morath.
But if he's in on it, why would he let Black use his name?
Because he's smart. False signature makes him look like an innocent victim. His reputation is good.
And as soon as we went to him, he knew we were on the trail, and he told Black and the others to lay low.
Right. Let's get Black for a starter.
Huh? Oh, you scared me, Ranger.
Drop that hammer.
Oh, sure. I don't know what this is all about, but
It's about an old man who was shot to death while you were running off some of his cattle with an L brand.
Me? Oh, you're crazy.
We got three people who can identify you. Man who bought the calves, banker who cashed a check, and the commissioner who bought the steers in Fort Worth.
All right. So what? I found the cattle out at Camp Hood.
You don't find cattle with a brand on them. They weren't Mavericks. You better talk, Black.
I'll talk when I see a lawyer.
You wait that long and Morath will run out and you'll be facing it alone. That old rancher was murdered.
I didn't shoot him. I swear it, Ranger.
No jury's going to believe you unless you tell us who did it and we find the gun he used.
All right. It was Morath. He started the whole thing. It was his idea.
Who rode with you?
One poke's from here, six from Morath's place.
What's that?
Rider taking off in a brush, Chase.
Stop, yo!
Too late. He made cover.
Isn't the Morath ranch over that way, Black?
Yeah. That was my rider. Must have sneaked up and hurt us.
I'm going to handcuff you to this wagon.
Now, wait a minute.
We'll be back for you later. Come on, Kurtz.
They'll know we're coming on. They'll scatter, Chase.
You better call headquarters for more units. We put through the call and headed for Morath's ranch in the car, hoping to beat the rider. He must have stopped on the way and phoned Morath, because the ranch was clear when we got there.
Ah, they cleared out, Chase. Better get the horses out of the trailer and start tracking.
Wait a minute, Kurtz. Look at this driveway.
Funny marks.
Yeah. Brush trailing behind a truck to wipe out the tracks. I've seen that before. And this is fresh. A branch caught in the edge of that mesquite when they turned into the road and snapped it. The brake is new.
That means they're heading for the highway.
Probably all riding together in the truck. There'll be an arsenal on wheels. Come on. Units we called for can set up roadblocks and converge on them. Unit 10 to KTXA. Unit 10 to KTXA.
KTXA to Unit 10. Go ahead.
Subjects wanted for killing of Maury Buckler making getaway in cattle truck from Morath Ranch at Rollo. Check license numbers of vehicles registered to Morath.
Will do, Unit 10.
Subjects headed for main highway will probably turn south toward closest border point. Unit 10 and Unit 6 headed that way. Have other units converge on area and set up roadblocks with highway patrol.
Units 3 and 8 nearby will notify them.
We'll make direct contacts with units as we close in. Unit 10, 10-4. Kurtz, you can commandeer the sheriff's radio car in town. Give us a chance to spread out more.
It's going to be like tackling a tank, Jace.
Yeah. Break out a Tommy gun and put it on the seat. Moved in from all points. There were no side roads that weren't covered by our units. Morath and his men were locked in our ring. I kept my foot heavy on the gas pedal. Then far ahead, as I approached the intersection of State 12, I saw the truck dip over a rise. Unit 10 to Unit 3. Unit 10 to Unit 3.
Unit 3, go ahead, Unit 10.
Subject's truck less than mile ahead of Unit 10, nearing intersection point your area.
Ready for them, Unit 10. Unit 6 to Unit 10.
Go ahead, Unit 6.
Unit 6 now on main highway, south of intersection.
Block highway at that point, Unit 6. Subjects are between Unit 6 and Unit 10 now, unless they turn off.
Unit 3 has reached intersection point of State 12. We'll block off intersection.
Good, Unit 3. Unit 8 has blocks still further south if subjects break through. Closer to the speeding truck as it topped a rise and headed down toward the intersection of the state highway. I could see the sheriff's car Kurtz had borrowed blocking the road and Unit 3's car in the center of the turnoff. The truck skidded and started to make a turn and come back toward me. I swung my car across the road, grabbed the Tommy gun, and jumped out.
Out. All of you still alive, come out with your hands up.
You all right, Jace?
Yeah. How about you, Clint?
I'm okay.
All right, you men. Get over there and keep your hands up.
I got them covered, Jace.
One dead in the back there and a couple wounded. Hey, where's Barrett?
Around the other side of the cab, dead. He came out shooting and I nailed him.
Ah, there he is. Better break that rifle out of his grip. Ballistics can tell if it's the one that killed Buckler.
It'll be the one, all right. Or he wouldn't have tried so hard to keep us from getting him.
Vic Morath's rifle was positively identified as the one used in the slaying of Rancho Maury Buckler. Buzz Black and the other men who had assisted Morath were given penitentiary sentences ranging from 20 to 99 years.
Tonight's cast included Tony Barrett, Tom Tully, Bert Holland, Joe Duvall, Byron Kane, Paul Dubuff, and Bob Cole. This story was transcribed and adapted by Joel Murcott, and the program was produced and directed by Stacy Keach. Hal Gibney speaking.